I've been bothered by this for a while. I've had it happen twice where I got three knocks on the door. The first time I was in my bedroom, no one was home. The dog was in the room with me and started barking. I said, "Come in," but no one came in. I got up and searched the entire house and no one was there. I moved to a new house a few years later. The second time it happened to me, I was sitting at the table with a friend in a different house than before. At the time, I had a TV screen connected to a camera to where I could see my front door and a good amount of area around it. This was just before all these modern motion detection cameras. It wasn't the best neighborhood. We are sitting there and we hear three loud knocks really fast. It sounded like somebody hitting a door with a baseball bat, but somewhat fast three times. There was no one there. All of a sudden, the baseball bat that I kept by my door flew across the room and rolled to a stop. It was a fairly large room, too, so it flew maybe 10 feet, and right after, a pellet gun had fell off the top shelf. This wasn't the only occurrences. I had also heard running across the roof multiple times. I had a box sitting at the top of the stairs. I heard a strange muffling, shuffling noise in the box, and it spilled down the stairs and crashed to the bottom. No one was up there, and no lights were on. My dog would cry for no reason, in a very strange way. And also, one of my doors seemingly opened on its own. Long scratching sounds on the interior walls that didn't sound like a little mouse scratching motion. For me, I just want to know if anybody has ever heard of the three knocks and what it means. It still bothers me. Hello. I would like to know why some ghost entities attract yourself to people who notice them. Unlike other ghost entities who quickly disappear before they don't want to be noticed, why don't they pick on, bother, annoy, reveal themselves to those other people who don't notice the paranormal occurrences and who are more skeptic? Is it because you have its attention or something? Were they sent by someone to torment you? I'm just asking. Way back in 2002, I was living in a small studio flat apartment in Whalley Range, Manchester, UK. For those who are unfamiliar with a studio flat, it's a small apartment with just a bedroom, living room, and kitchen, all in one open room with a small bedroom by itself. It's where you live when you're not quite poor enough to be homeless. At the time, I was working at a restaurant as a barman and didn't get home until pretty late, around midnight. One evening, I came home from work and went to bed. Shortly after, I heard the noise in the kitchen, 2 minutes from my bed, which sounded like somebody walking around. My first thought was that someone had broken into my flat whilst I was out, then hid when I came home and waited until I fell asleep before trying to sneak out. I jumped out of bed ready to wrestle a crackhead, but no one was there. I searched everywhere, which didn't take long considering how small my shitty apartment was, and went back to bed, but left a lamp on. The same noises started again almost instantly. This time, however, I could clearly hear the sound of footsteps, leather shoes on the kitchen lino floor. Because I knew there was nobody in the apartment, I became almost paralyzed with fear. It's hard to describe because it's not fear in a conventional sense, but fear of something unknown. The footsteps got closer and closer until the floorboard, in line with my pillow, loudly creaked. Whatever it was standing right behind me, and that's when I heard it breathing. Its breath was loud and labored, as if it was struggling to breathe. At this point, I was as terrified as I have ever been in my life, but decided to turn around and look. I knew this may be the only chance to see something extraordinary. So very slowly, I peek over my shoulder and saw it. It looked like a shadow, not a two-dimensional shadow cast on an object, but a three-dimensional one in the middle of the room. Some of it wasn't visible. From the shoulders up and from the knees down, It had faded away, but in the area in between, I could clearly make out a back with arms and hands swing gently at its sides. I could also see the upper legs moving. It was slowly walking away from me and continued to do so until I reached a window and faded away completely. Until it reached a window and faded away completely. I didn't sleep that night thinking about what I had seen and if it would ever come back. It didn't. Even now, some nights, I lie awake wondering if I had actually seen a ghost. I'd been interested in to hear from anyone else who thinks they've seen a ghost to see if their description is similar to mine. Let me set up the scene. My roommate and I decided to visit my mom a couple holidays ago. I know this guy really well, and we are great friends even to this day. When we visited, we stayed in my room, which has a window that can directly look into my mom's living room. We did the usual things and stayed up talking, listening to music, and had a great time. At about 1:30 a.m., we decided it was time to turn in. I had my two dogs sleeping with us at our feet. For some reason, I wasn't able to sleep. I felt kind of weird, but I chalked it up to just being awake late and traveling. At around 2 a.m., my oldest dog suddenly sits up, stiffens, and stares at the window that looks directly into the living room. I noticed that body position right away because he usually does that when he's frightened or sees somebody new. Except he isn't barking like he usually did. He was stiff, but shaking in a way that made me feel worried. My other dog notices and gets up and looks out the window too, and gets up and looks out the window too. Her ears go up and she becomes frozen, almost like a statue. I feel scared at this point, but I'm not sure why. Something felt really off at this point. My roommate gets up, and when he looks out the window, I see his eyes become wider than I had ever seen him before. I don't have my glasses on and it's dark, so I can't see anything. My roommate is frozen, looking out into the window. I ask, "What is it? Why is everyone looking out there?" My roommate is only able to make a scared muffle. I ask again, but louder and with more urgency. He looks at me and says, with a quiet voice, "You don't want to know," and then I then ask, is somebody in the house? Do I call 911? And then quickly remember setting the alarm to the house, which has motion sensors and the door window alarms. My dogs are still stiff with fear, and my roommate looks back out the window. He tells me, "It's not human." At that point, I was freaking out, and I run to the window as fast as I could with my eyes shut, slammed the blinds down. I turn on the lights. My dogs and my roommate were still staring out the window. I asked him what he saw. He told me that there was a pale old man staring into the window straight at us. I asked him to describe the man, and he perfectly described my dead grandfather of 9 months. He had never seen my grandfather. He hated pictures, and I never had any around. After about 30 minutes of sheer panic, we decided to open the blinds again, because why not? The man was gone. We did not sleep for the rest of the night. Maria came to me after a traumatic event I experienced in daycare. My memories of her are starting to fade, but I still remember enough, and when I came across the subreddit, I felt I should share. I've been putting this off because it is so hard to describe. I don't think I did justice, but I'm willing to explain more if anyone is curious. My main memory of Maria is talking to her in a hallway. We were both sitting and facing each other directly, and I was about to touch her hand. I can never erase that image from my mind. My mother and the daycare person talked once, and the lady told my mom that she thought I spoke with ghosts. Why? Because she's constantly talking to this ghost. My mom was freaked out, especially since I came home depressed often. Mind you, I was only 4 years old. I'll begin with her appearance. Half of her face was burned off, and it was still fresh. She tells me about this later. I didn't really pay attention to it. The other side of her face, I just remember, seemed so sad, to the point that looking at it, just the eye on the unburned side, made me cry. Now, what you're all wondering, what does a ghost look like? Yeah, I remember color, also less transparent. I could see her, but she was still semi-see-through, like a semi-transparent jellyfish almost. She was surprisingly still, but there was almost this outline around her that seemed to move. Thinking about it, she reminds me of the Northern Lights more than anything else. I can't think about it too long or else I feel like I forget even more, or just get a bad headache. It's extremely hard to describe or even draw her, but I hope this is good enough explanation. If you have any questions or need clarification, I am happy to answer. Next up, language. We didn't even speak the same language. However, we understood each other. I knew what no meant, but that was the only word she spoke that I understood. You will soon wonder how we communicated. The answer is, I have no fucking clue. But I understood her, and she literally showed me things inside my mind, as if I were her. Things and smells that a child should have no understanding of. We understood each other without a language, and I do vaguely remember sitting in silence with her, just feeling but still understanding each other without a word. Now, I won't go into detail about what the trauma entailed, as it's very distressing. Remember, I was 4, but I remember speaking to her first. Well, she spoke first briefly, but then I spoke. All I remember is many tears and feeling so uncomfortable that I really wanted to die. I'm assuming this was about the traumatic event, which, by the way, is still mostly repressed. She soothed me. She took my mind off of it and comforted me as much as she could. Maybe she is the reason I was able to forget about repress the trauma and instead focused on her. If so, I am beyond grateful. Before I explain what she showed me after I told her everything, I want to make it clear how she showed me this. And this part still confuses me to this day. Was I possessed by her? If any experts know, I'd love to hear it. Basically, I saw it all in my head, but it wasn't like a reliving a memory. It was literally like I was her, feeling her emotions and her physical pain and smell and everything. She showed me her house. I don't really remember much detail about the house, but she showed me how she woke up literally moments before the fire came to her. For some reason, at this time, I knew a man, not a name, just a man, had started the fire. I don't know why, but considering it was her gut feeling, I'm going to say that's what happened. You could already smell it, along with things starting to burn. The walls around her started to burn up, and she froze before trying to figure out how to escape. But when she tried, there was no way out. Her hair caught on fire first. It gets a little fuzzy, but she ended up on the ground screaming until the fire killed her. I didn't experience death itself, but I did experience relief of having her memory be over, as it was physically painful. Not near the extent of a real burn. I felt her burn without the fire. This is too hard to explain what exactly I felt physically and emotionally, so I will leave it at this. I have never messed with fire. I never have and never will. Maria and I spoke times after this, and as I mentioned before, at least one was just sitting in silence and feeling each other's emotions, but I don't remember much beyond that I told you, beyond what I told you. We did sit and stare at each other once. I think I tried holding her hand once. Don't remember how that ended. I eventually left that place. And once my mother figured out what happened to me, I have been able to contact spirits afterward. Not to now, as it causes way too many problems and goes against my religion. You may be wondering, why am I reading an account of a 4-year-old? I'm not 4 anymore, obviously. But these memories were burned, if you will, into my memory. I cannot get her face out of my head. I wouldn't make something like this up. Some will argue a 4-year-old has an active imagination. That may be true, but I know what I saw, and it was very real. I can't just forget about it. I don't know why Maria came to me, but I actually considered her my first friend, as silly as that may sound. She comforted me and wasn't afraid to confide in me either. I have a huge headache, and my left ear hurts and making a weird low-pitched noises, so I'm stopping now. But I am open to questions, comments, needs for clarification. I'm also wondering how other people with first-hand ghost experiences will react to this.